Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to my podcast episode. So I'm not going to get into my bio because I really want to get this day one of this new series out. Today, we're going to start What Is Your Strategy series. And today, we're going to be talking about venues because there's so many venues out there that we can use as event space, that we can use as wedding space. So now it's just, you know, what is our strategic strategy on how to bring our vision to life? And again, today we're going to be talking about venue. So what venue are we going to choose and why? So I just wrote down a couple that come to my mind, but there's so many different venues out there. You have to have an open mind when you think venue, because a venue can be anywhere that you absolutely choose to. So for instance, if you want to go the traditional route with your wedding, for instance, you can go to like a church. There's plenty of churches in the area. You know, you just got to find one that works best with you and your religion. But, or even if you're not a religious person, you just really want to have a, with your wedding in a church, go ahead and seek that out. But just keep this in mind. Some of these churches want you to be an actual member for a certain amount of time. Maybe you can look at a church that somebody is already a member at to see if you can, you know, have your wedding there because they have a dedicated member that attends weekly or a couple times a week. So that's one venue. The next venue is destination. Where in the world are you going to have your wedding or event at? You know, so it's so many places in the world that you can turn into a space for your wedding or event. So now you have to think about destination. Where in the world do you want to have this wedding or event at? And what would it require for your vision to come to life and still be affordable for yourself and your guests to attend? And you have to make sure that there's additional lodging around so that your guests are conveniently located near their hotel or wherever their lodging is going to be. You want to make sure that you have a map of the area and that you kind of keep things close together, just because a lot of people are traveling to this new location, they're unfamiliar with the surroundings. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into play when you have a destination, but I'm not saying that you shouldn't, because everybody should experience the world and experience something new. And this is a great opportunity for people to travel, to meet new people, to try out new things, to just experience another part of the world. So destination, wedding, event, beautiful thing, a lot that goes into it, because I'm a very detail-oriented person, so I'm thinking about the small details, but still, you still want to have all your ducks in a row when it comes to a destination wedding, but I would never rule it out. Home is always the most affordable, and it gives you more freedom. Having something at your home gives you the absolute freedom to do whatever it is that you want. I'm not going to go too much into this category, well, your home pretty much, because I literally just did a podcast episode not too long ago. So make sure that you check a couple podcasts ago. What I mean is going to be right behind this video here. It's not that far gone. So definitely check that out and to see how I, the detail that I talk about when it comes to having an event or wedding at your home. So again, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I literally just did a podcast episode that you all should definitely go check out. Next, with everything that's going on in the world, virtual is the safest thing to do right now. Virtual is when you literally find a live streaming platform to host your wedding or event on, you could put some decorations and stuff like that. I believe I did a podcast episode on that as well. But if you don't want to go scroll back, I do also have a course, a training, I should say, where I teach you how to have your own virtual event at your home. So just click the link on my homepage and it will take you, and then you're going to go hit the events tab, and you will see on the events tab the course, the training, how to have a virtual event. And I teach you everything that you possibly should know, and also show and include real life pictures that I've done of my virtual events that I did just last year in 2020. So I did a couple last year. I did my daughter's Californian Dreamin' birthday party. I then decorated my mother's house for her party, not even a party, her little get together, for it was just me, my two children, and my sister. That's it. And but I still decorated. The last event that I did last year that was virtual was my daughter's graduation from pre-K. So I did that. I did, and I'll make sure to include on my Instagram pictures of that, because I'm starting to upload a whole bunch of pictures to my Instagram. And if you go to my Instagram and click on the highlights, and you'll see my events highlight tab, just click that and keep tapping and tapping and tapping, because you know what? There's going to be so many pictures of events that I've done that was either COVID safe or before COVID even happened. So I'm giving you best of the both worlds. So I do have a COVID events tab on my Instagram, just so you can see and be inspired by still moving forward with your event, just COVID friendly, because that it still is doable. Okay, you can still have a COVID friendly event in person. You just have to be very safe about doing so. But if you want to be extra safe and you just want to have something virtual, you can do that as well too. So next, lodging area. A lodging, like a hotel, banquet hall, a Airbnb, any type of lodging, a hotel room. If you wanted to book out like a suite, you can have your wedding or event there, especially if it's not going to be too many people. It's just going to be something small. You don't want nothing too fancy. You just want a whole bunch of people to come over, kick back, enjoy themselves. So lodging, renting out some sort of lodging would be beneficial to you. And again, if you choose to have like a bigger thing and you want a whole shebang, then the hotel banquet room would also serve as a purpose as well. And maybe if the hotel may have like a private room if you want something smaller or whatever the case may be. I did used to work at a hotel a couple years ago. That's how I really got my feet started in the industry before I kind of broke off to the event sector of the hospitality industry, because I do have a degree in hospitality. So when I worked at the hotel, it was a small hotel, so I would definitely not recommend that you try to host your event, your wedding, at no small hotel. If you're deciding to have like medium-sized guests, you know, numbers wise, it depends on what the hotel has to offer. But the hotel that I worked at, you couldn't do too much. You could have like a small meeting. And when I say a small meeting, I mean like 10 people, and that's about it. But some people would still have like their kids' birthday parties in one of the rooms, and then they just quietly sneak down to the pool, you know. So it depends on the event that you're having. If it's something extremely small that's not going to really disturb the other guests at the hotel, then you can, it depends on what you're trying to have. But I will always aim for like a medium-sized hotel or a larger hotel. And kind of like, if you're having a hotel, if you're planning on having like a wedding, possibly, and you want to keep costs extremely low, possibly rent out like a suite, you know, especially if it's going to be super small, just a few of your family and friends just, you know, gathering around, and you don't want nothing too elaborate. You can go ahead with the book out a presidential suite or something, a suite, and set it up that way with a few chairs and some decorations, and girl, you good to go. Okay, so the next venue, a natural setting like garden, parks, beaches, your backyard, by a lake, by a river, by a pool, natural settings, you know. And I'll also include, I think I have a picture still on my phone that I can also upload to my Instagram and include in the events tab. When I was doing a outside event one time last year, actually, it was kind of not in the forest, but in like an outdoor setting, I should say. So I kind of took a picture of just like the, just of this space, because I was getting this vision, like, I'm not planning on having anything, but I was getting this vision, like, oh my gosh, this would be like a neat, like, little area to have, like, a wedding, or, you know, or some sort of event, and then you could probably hang, like, trees, and lights in the trees, and, you know, just do it up really nice, but you have to be very strategic about it, and how you're going to accomplish, and be successful with your goal, because obviously you're outside, so there's no outlets, and stuff has to be carried, and carried, not just carry, oh, put it over here. I mean, picked up by at least 2 to 3 or 4 people and carried over, but it's doable. You just have to know how to go about doing stuff, but I wouldn't rule it out. I would not rule it out. I would not rule it out. And even if you decide to have something outside, you can always get a tent. Okay, you can always get a tent, some chairs, have a DJ, still have the same thing going on, but you guys just have to think about electricity. How are you going to get power outside in that location? Maybe you want to get like some extension cords, or rent something. I don't know, but outdoor settings is it shouldn't be ruled out. You should still consider it, especially if you're an outdoorsy person and you love the great outdoors and you are always outside. So it only makes sense for you to have a outdoor event, an outdoor wedding that you and your guests can enjoy the time in. So this is 10 ideas I'm actually giving you, but like I said before, there's plenty more venues out there that are just blank canvases, just waiting for you to design them, just waiting. So don't rule it out. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep saying this until this podcast episode is done. Do not rule out areas. Do not rule out something just because you don't see the vision right away. Just, you know, you can always Google certain locations and see what pops up. Pinterest, see what pops up. So those are two great search engines. So the next thing is historical landmarks, such as colleges, universities, centers of towns, you know, historical landmarks. So don't rule those out, because not only will your guests be able to plug it into their GPS, and the GPS take them straight to where you are. There's always going to be some parking. There's always going to be, it will be definitely a area that your guests can navigate to without them getting lost or frustrated, or they're unsure of where it's at. The GPS will take them straight to it. Or they may already live in the area and pass by it often and never knew what it was, you know, never knew that A, it served as a venue spot, let alone been inside of it before. So you're now allowing the locals that you've invited to your wedding or event to experience something within their community and potentially put them on to a new location, especially if they have something coming up in the near future that they're looking for space for. Boom, now they have found space, you know, that they really, really like, And now they are, you know, booking, and now other people have been put onto it. So it's a chain reaction. So somebody may really, really, really like the style venue that you chose. And like, say, for instance, they're having like a milestone party in a couple months, and they've been looking high and low for the right place. And as soon as they go into your wedding or event at this historical landmark, now they have become very excited. Now they're visualizing their actual party at this same location. So now you have sparked interest, you have ended the search for a venue, and now this venue is getting more business and more people are starting to know about it. So you can really put people on, because people really don't think about historical landmarks being as venues. And colleges and universities do serve as a historic landmark venue space. So just get in contact with somebody in the events department that can better help you, you know, look at different spaces on the campus and move forward. And if you are an alumni, and I did a podcast episode not too long ago about if you're in college and planning a wedding, so definitely go ahead and check that out. But if you are an alumni, I'm just going to briefly touch on it. You may also be able to get some sort of discount because you went to the school, you graduated, and you are a part of that school's family. So definitely don't rule that out, but also go back and check that podcast episode. How do you plan a wedding while in college? Next, restaurants. Restaurants serve as a venue location. You know, not only do they have the food already on property, but they also have space too for your wedding or event. So you really don't have to worry about the food part of the deal. Just make sure that you find a restaurant that you actually like the food, you know, that you actually like the food at, and that the space is accommodating to the size of your wedding or event. I know here in New England, there's this popular venue space. Not only is it a restaurant on one side, but they have a banquet area on the other side, and it's completely on the opposite side of the restaurant. So the guests that are actually going into the restaurant, the public, they will not affect or see the people, you know, they won't be in the midst of the people attending the wedding or event on the other side. So potentially look at restaurants that, you know, are like that. But if not, just, you know, see their private room, see their banquet room, and go from there. But restaurants do serve as venue spaces, venue spots, plus they also have catering. So you have killed two birds with one stone right then and there. Next, and also let me backtrack with restaurants, because a lot of guests, once they, I should save this for another podcast, but I'm just going to touch briefly on it, because I know whenever I've been invited somewhere to a restaurant, certain people don't like the food, or they'll just go because they want to support the person that invited them, but they're going to be making comments about the food and how they don't like the food, and just, you know, bringing down the environment. So when, if they see, so if you're having a wedding or event at a restaurant and one of your guests is not a particular fan of the restaurant, and, you know, they may start making comments, do not let that affect you at all. Do not let them and their negativity bring you down. It's about you, your spouse, and whatever it is that you have going on. So if you like the food at the restaurant, then you go ahead and go where you want to go. Either the guests come, they come. If they don't, they don't. Simple. You don't sit there and change the location because one or two guests or a few guests don't like the restaurant that you chose, but you are the one that set the whole event up, the gathering up. So if this is where you like the food, you like the customer service, you like the environment, then you do what you want to do, because the people that actually honestly want to be there, they'll be there and shut up and enjoy the food. And the people that don't really want to be there because of the food, either they're going to come they come or they don't, but don't let nobody stress you out because of their needs, what they don't like and stuff like that, because a lot of people can be mentally affected by that because they are listening to others when they should just have the confidence and listen to themselves and tell them, you're more than happy to come, or you, no harsh feelings if you don't come, but this is where I choose to have my event. So that's that. And I am probably going to do an episode after this series is done talking about restaurants as venues. I'm sorry. We only have two left. So the next destination that you can look at is at sea. What I mean by at sea is like on a yacht, a boat, by the beach, because you know that's still at sea to me. On like a pier, at sea. Like, it's very self-explanatory. At sea. You are a person that loves the ocean. You love water. You love, you know, you just love the great outdoors, the ocean, and being on some sort of body of water relaxes you. And people know that you're always somewhere around water. This is a perfect opportunity for you to bring people who already know you live at the sea to the sea for your wedding or event. So at sea is pretty self-explanatory, and I don't really need to go into more detail about at sea, but you know at sea by any body of water. And last but not least, your local gym or warehouse or somewhere like that, but a gym, like an old school gym, you can look into. Now I'm not talking about a workout gym, not at all. I'm talking about a gym, like a community gym that you can go ahead and transform into your wedding or event. Because I've actually had my youngest daughter's birthday party at a gym. So they do like, birthday parties there and stuff like that. So I want to see why it couldn't be used as for a wedding space, because it's big enough. You know, you just have to transform it, have the vision for it to be able to execute your vision, you know, and people won't be on top of each other. People will be able to walk freely. And maybe what you could do is have the person that's running the gym drop that net that's at the ceiling down to break up the room, so one half can be like where the ceremony is, and the other half can be where the reception is. So you served a purpose, you know, having it there, especially if your money's tight or you just want to have it at an open floor plan type of space. So that's definitely an option there. I'm not too sure if it's going to be, I know at this gym here, I don't think they charge this extra to use the other side, but you should always check and always discuss your vision with whoever runs it, asking them if they can drop the net. So one half by obviously a door that can be utilized, not like an emergency door, but your guests can come in on one side, attend the ceremony, and then on the other side, it could be decorated for the reception. So, you know, the DJ obviously can be waiting over there with the reception, and then your caterer can be moving food through a whole totally separate door from the ceremony, getting stuff ready for the reception. So once that, your guests can either, you know, come through a door through the net, or the net can be completely taken up, but you know, however you choose to see fit. But a gym is definitely a place that is that serves as a purpose for a wedding or event. So I hope that this was a helpful podcast episode. And again, we'll be talking more this week about what is your strategy for your upcoming wedding or event. Again, go ahead and listen to those other podcast episodes. Check out my YouTube channel. Definitely follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and I will see you all tomorrow.